It's been really difficult, back end of the season after a really good start. I think that's the disappointment. You know, in August we had 10 points out of 15. There was a real optimism around the place. It was buzzing. The manager, players were everything was going really well. And then obviously the disappointment that has led to us not winning here since October, and ultimately therefore having to dismiss the manager. And move on to be where we are now, which is 9 games to go and with a 9-point gap, which is going to be difficult to bridge. But obviously, there's still hope, and that's what we aim to do.
I was looking at the team photo that was taken at the start of the season. Do you feel let down by some of the players as well? Because if you look at the talent that was in that photo at the start of the season, you can see why they were optimistic in the management team.
Yeah, I think so. Ultimately, it's been... I think the previous manager in Holloway has taken a lot of the criticism that goes with the territory. And I'm amazed, really, that some of the players haven't taken as much criticism as maybe they should have done. We moved a lot of those players on in January and we brought some new ones in because that was the decision that the chairman made in order to pick up and revive our fortunes, if you like. That happened to a degree. Results picked up a little bit. We had 2 good away wins at Forest and Birmingham. But ultimately, the home form has continued to be dreadful, and it has been for a period of time. That we need to turn that corner, and that's the aim of where we are now. You know, we brought in Neil Harris. Neil's got the job till the end of the season. We'll see how we go with that. Not putting any pressure on him, but ultimately, it's about winning football matches, and we need to start winning at the Den.
With Ian, had he offered to step down earlier and been convinced to sort of keep going with it?
No, Ian was optimistic to the end. He wanted to be a long time. He was disappointed when we took the decision to do what we did. He felt he could continue and get us up the table and get us stronger. He had another year and a bit left of his contract, and as I say, he was disappointed. But it became a situation that sort of became untenable. I think we all saw that at the Norwich game. I think Rotherham away, really, for me, we're 1-0 up at half time against a rival that we needed to catch, and we end up losing the game in the 85th minute. And after that, it sort of became a self-fulfilling prophecy of where we had to go in the end. But that's the history now. We move on, 9 games to go. I think Neil's got to give a bit of breath of fresh air into the training. That the lads are certainly up for it. He's told them that anybody's not up for it can go. And, we'll move on from there. But, we'll give it a best shot until we're no longer in the Championship. We hope we are, and that's the direction we go. But if not, we'll come back again and we'll be stronger next time for it because, we've got a very good chairman who's committed and he's not going anywhere and he wants to see this club succeed. And, we want to be in the Championship competing, not in the Championship just barely surviving.
Everyone knows what Neil means to this club. I saw the photo of his testimonial as I walked through the front door. Mm. That will change the mood, hopefully, tonight at least, from what was the atmosphere at the Norwich game. People will get behind him, surely.
Absolutely, people get behind him. And Neil's under no illusions. We need to win football matches, and that's where what people want to see. I mean, the Den, Neil's spoken about this week, needs to be a fortress for us. It's where this club has always been. Its history of the club has always been a very strong home form. We haven't had that for 2 or 3 years. Under the end of Kenny's reign, we had a poor run. We've had a poor run here for a long, long time. And for some reason, we need to look at the reasons, actually, of why that is. Why is that the case? And Neil understands what it's like to play out there. He's played many, many games in front of these fans, as has David Livermore, his assistant, as has Scott Fitzgerald in the academy. So, we've set up a coaching base, if you like, of ex-players. We think that's the right thing for this football club, and that will take us forward. But first and foremost, we've got to get this season, the next 9 games, win as many as we can and see if we can catch Fulham and Rotherham.